Welcome to What the Health, a podcast where we explore the key health issues that are often dismissed. I'm James Jensen, a functional medical practitioner and owner of Hella Health, a holistic clinic focused on treating the root cause of issues rather than the symptoms, by connecting the dots and giving you practical and evidence-based solutions.
And I'm Julie Johnston, one of James's clients, and I also happen to be his PR consultant who, let's be honest, basically strong-armed him into doing this podcast.
So if you've been going around in circles, feeling dismissed and not getting the results you deserve, then you're in the right place.
Because as you always say, James, just because something is common doesn't mean it's normal.
Exactly. So let's drill down to what's really going on.
Alrighty, James. Now today, our special guest is someone you know very well, isn't it?
Yeah, very, very well, actually.
Today, we are introducing Emma Jensen, who, yes, as you guessed by the surname, is James's wife or better half. And Emma is also a co-owner of Hello Health and has worked within the business for many years, but recently has taken the plunge and is now the owner of the compounding pharmacy here in Townsville. Welcome, Emma.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We're very excited to have you here. We know that James has really missed having you working solely within the Hello Health business, haven't you, James?
Yep. One of my best employees is gone.
But we were so excited when, you took the plunge into the compound pharmacy because for both of you, it was something that you've had an interest in for a long time, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I guess it was a part of the... When I was at university, it was an area that I really enjoyed and was like a bit of a passion of mine. I always say that James is the words guy and I'm the numbers girl. So in compounding, it's a lot of percentages and numbers, and that's an area that I really like and enjoy doing, and I missed actually.
Yeah, and because of course both of you do have your Bachelor of Pharmacy.
Yes.
And you've chosen to both go into natural medicine. So Emma, can you explain to us exactly what is compounding pharmacy?
Yeah, so it's a little bit different than your regular community pharmacy. It's I guess you would call it more of the original style of pharmacies, where we go out the back and we make all the creams, the capsules, the tinctures of how pharmacists used to be. So we do everything from scratch. So if there is a product that is unavailable, or if there's a strength that a doctor or a specialist isn't able to get their hands on, we can compound it and make it and tailor make it to that patient. We've been seeing a lot of patients who have a lot of allergies to commercially available products, so we're able to compound those items for them. So it's a bit of a speciality type of skill that we have, to which we complement, and we actually help with other pharmacists in the area and naturopaths and nutritionists and specialized doctors and things like that. So we kind of complement other health professionals.
Yeah, amazing. And so, James, can you give us a little bit of insight into how, you know, the work that you do, how does compound pharmacy, complement what you do?
Yeah, so I guess one of the obvious things is if we're looking for a certain strength or we're looking for a product, much in the same way that, you know, a doctor would write a script for something, if, I guess what Emma's saying, if there's a, say there's a commercially available antibiotic and it has lactose in it and that patient's lactose intolerant, Emma can make that lactose free. So certainly in what we do, if we want a specific dose or we want to combine a few nutrients together, so say we've got, you know, we want 50 milligrams of zinc and we want 3,000 units of vitamin D, I can sort of write a script for Emma to compound that all in one capsule. So that's really, really important for us as well. And one of the key things that we like as well is if we're dealing with kids, we can actually compound those things into sort of liquids. So, and I think Emma's got 20 different flavors.
Yes, so many different flavors, from bubblegum to strawberry to grape. I even do a lot of compounding for veterinarians as well. So I even have a chicken flavor.
Oh, wow.
Hand. Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, and one of the, like, I guess one of the main things that I'd actually refer people to for Emma to make up is a zinc cream. And the reason is that zinc is notoriously, I guess it upsets people's gut quite easily. So if you're giving a child zinc, for example, and, you know, kids are fussy and you only really get one chance. So if you give them some zinc and it makes them feel sick, you know, they're not going to be on board for, you know, sort of trialing it again. So zinc cream is something that is different to obviously like your zinc that you'd use from a like sun protection point of view. But the zinc is actually absorbed transdermally and it bypasses any of those issues with the gut. And it actually allows us to use bigger doses. So if we've got, you know, someone's zinc levels that we're trying to get up and it's quite stubborn, because zinc can be difficult to get up the levels up. So we'll often just use it transdermally and absorbs through the skin, bypasses any issues, and it works really, really well.
And yeah. So just to put this in layperson's term, that's by making a cream that someone can apply to their skin. Is that correct?
Exactly right. So yeah, it's like a once daily dosing. They apply onto a hairless piece of skin. So we usually rub it. We traditionally made it for our son Harvey, for him, for his sensory issues, and we just rub it on his belly or on his back and just easily absorb it that way.
Yeah, and a lot of parents would be really empathizing with this and understanding how hard it can be to get young children to take tablets. And of course, even some older people, you know, have trouble swallowing and things like that. So being able to apply that topically is really useful.
No, I've actually seen an increase of, the elderly using it as well. So a lot of doctors are prescribing it to get those zinc levels up with their older customers or patients of theirs.
Yeah, make it easier. Fantastic.
So they don't have to worry about taking another pill.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Emma, you've got a real sort of like passion for hair, skin and nails, that kind of thing. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
So I work with a lot of skin consultants and skin therapists. So I always say they're the topical experts. So they always do the creams, the cleansers, that's their expertise. But I do a bit of an internal assessment. So I have a look of what's happening or why their skin is flaring up from an internal perspective. So if it's gut health, hormones, nutrient deficiencies, that's an area that I like to help them with their patients.
Yeah. In that cohort. And because I know this is something, James, you know, you've always sort of been passionate about in terms of like, you know, those sort of band-aid solutions where it might be treating the symptoms but not actually the root cause. So, you know, yes, when they're writing that script for something at the compounding pharmacy, it's treating those symptoms mm-hmm. and perhaps clearing up that rash or skin condition in that instance. But it's you like to delve a little bit deeper and really find out what's causing it so it doesn't reoccur. Is that correct?
Exactly right. Like I think of the skin as like your engine warning light in your car. So if your skin is red and inflamed, it's telling you that something within is not right. Mm. So I like to do a bit of an investigation if it's the absorption, if they're getting bloated, if there's a little bit of nutrient deficiencies, especially zinc. I think zinc is my favourite nutrient at the moment. Well, actually it's always been for a long time because it's one of your key components to help heal the skin. And you'd be surprised on how many people are deficient in zinc.
Yeah.
It's just because Australia's soils are so poor that we just don't get enough out of our food or in our diet.
Yeah, interesting. And so how does that – because obviously these two businesses complement each other. It's not like you just ran away from Hello Health and left James on his own to, you know, start something completely different. The compound pharmacy really is quite complementary. How does that then – you know, can you explain to us those instances of where you're then cross-referring back to Hello Health and James's expertise of treating patients?
I guess when I see a patient that has a little bit more – what would you say? Probably a little bit more complex. So if you start asking, you know, you go out and ask the patient, you know, is there anything else? If is it bloating? What's your sleep like? And then they start delving into, you know, I'm going into perimenopause or I had a big course of antibiotics or I have just been diagnosed with IBS. So if it's a little bit more complicated, then I usually refer on to Hello Health or go over and see James. Mm. Just so they have the time to sit down with him. And like your initial consults are an hour. So we go through everything that could be causing that skin issue.
Yeah.
So that's how I refer over.
Yeah. And James, how does that work from your end when you're then seeing those patients who have had that first touch point at the compound pharmacy?
Yeah, I think often people that would be looking to, I guess, utilise the services of the compounding pharmacy, not always, but in general, they're, I guess, more holistically minded. So they're quite open to the idea of, you know, they're at the point where they need a specialist medicine that needs to be made. And so they're obviously sort of, I'm not going to say at the end of the road, but they're certainly exploring the far reaches of their treatment. So quite often, we'll send people over that might have, complex autoimmune things. And, we've got a good example the other day. Emma was doing a cream, I think it was, for someone that had recurrent boils over and over and over again. Yeah. And it was as simple as correcting their zinc, our little hero ingredient again.
Yeah. But
getting the zinc right actually meant that, because zinc's important for, yes, as Emma mentioned, like wound healing and things like that, but it actually helps the skin's immune system itself. So with, insufficient zinc, you will get recurrent skin infections and things like that. So again, a good example was rather than, keep going on over and over and over again with the, antibiotic creams and specialist creams in that sense, it was all about correcting the internal environment to help the external environment.
Yeah, no, that's fascinating. And obviously, Emma, you work with other health professionals Definitely. As well, not Yes. just James. There's other naturopaths and nutritionists and GPs Yep. and dermatologists that Yes. you work closely with. And what I really love in that example you shared before is the fact that when you're out the back there at the pharmacy and, you've got that script come in, you're actually taking the time to go out and have a chat to the patient and delve a little deeper. And I think that's a really nice reminder for listeners that there are health professionals out there that will take the time to chat to you and, to really look around and make sure you find the right people who are helping you get to the root cause of your problems.
Definitely. And that's the thing. We want to try and work holistically and work with the GPs, with the specialists, with the other naturopaths as well. So working together as a team to find the root cause to get to the bottom of it, of our patients'
yeah.
issues with their health.
Absolutely. Now, as I mentioned, some of your areas of passion are the hair, nails and skin. We touched on a couple of the, common issues that you're seeing. Can you tell us a little bit more about some of the conditions that you're seeing and how you're treating them?
I guess the most ones that I'm seeing currently in the pharmacy is actually a little bit of rosacea. So people who do get that red flushing on top of the skin, which is evidence is found that it's actually linked to an imbalance of bugs in the gut, so which is another thing that I refer over to James for a bit of a gut cleanse, things like that. Hair, I only do a little bit about, but hair loss or anything like that still comes back to your zinc levels and figuring out what could be the issue for the hair growth and why your skin turnover. So it's coming back to your nutrient side of things.
Yeah, there's quite often, say they're nutrient deficient, someone might have, problems with their hair or skin or nails, and they might, go and buy a hair, skin and nails product, and they go, well, I'm having issues with my hair, skin and nails, and I'm going to take a hair, skin and nails product. And sometimes that works, but I guess what we're really good at is looking at what specifically they might need. So, something that's often overlooked is, low iron. Low iron will definitely affect hair. And simply because iron helps build the blood properly, the blood transports oxygen. So you can think of it like soil, where if soil isn't aerated properly, things won't grow properly. So if we're getting better oxygen delivery, we're going to grow grass properly. And I feel a bit funny talking about hair, considering I'm losing mine, but it's a little bit different.
Still haven't worked that out yet. Sorry, bud.
And so, Emma, you mentioned that you really like to treat things holistically, and sometimes, there's so many products on the supermarket shelves and chemists and things like that where people can just go and choose their own. And, James just alluded to that, where people might be just picking something up that says it's a really good all-rounder. What are some of the common things that you're seeing people when they are trying to sort of self-treat?
I think from us, we fully investigate. It's like, a lot of products out there have a little bit of everything, and it doesn't necessarily, hit what, or it probably doesn't hit the mark of what you could be deficient in. So you can have a little bit of zinc, a little bit of copper, a little bit of magnesium, a little bit of B, but essentially you mainly just need one of those components. Mm. So that's why we always look for quality ingredients and tailoring it to your specific needs. A lot of things in the market can have a lot of fillers, or they don't have the right salt types. Like, for example, I'll go to the magnesium. So the best magnesium that we like to use is magnesium bisglycinate or a citrate form rather than an oxide, because we only absorb like a certain percentage of that total amount, I think it's about 8% of, like, for example, if you get a 300 milligram capsule of a magnesium oxide, you're only absorbing like about 8% of that total amount. So you're wasting over half of it. So definitely quality over something that's, I guess, cheaper.
Yeah. Okay. And what about like synthetic creams and things like that that people might pick up at the supermarket and think they're doing something great for their skin?
It comes down to the percentages of what you've got in it. And also a lot of people who are a little bit more sensitive to items. So if they've got a fragrance, if they've got a preservative, that might cause more harm than good topically.
Mm. And I guess what one of the issues with synthetics, as we touched on, anything you put on your skin you can absorb.
Yes.
Some things more easily than others. So, for example, if you're putting on creams that are full of things that we wouldn't want, you know, certain toxins, you'll absorb that into your body, which can, like Emma said, can cause more harm than good. And one thing to understand is with beauty products in particular, they're not tested for internal safety. They're tested for external safety. Oh. So you could, so it's like goes under like a cosmetic law or something like that. And so, for example, like toothpaste is considered a cosmetic. So it's not deemed, it's not tested for safety with ingestion, which is why it always has on the toothpaste,
don't be ingested,
do not swallow. But yeah, obviously it's just those little things that do make a difference to people's health. And yeah, I think, you know, if people are buying things just randomly without really knowing what they're deficient in, it's a bit like shooting from the hip, and you can waste money unnecessarily. And I guess one of the big take homes for me is a lot of the stuff that we can do topically, so if it's like a fancy new shampoo or whatever, those things might have some value and importance, but the way we approach it is certainly like looking at, you know, what you might be deficient in. Is it that your gut's not working properly? And is it that your stress hormones are crazy out of whack? Or is it, you know, your sex hormones like estrogen or progesterone? Or is your testosterone imbalanced? They're the sorts of things that we look at, because we think that that moves the lever the most, rather than sort of, you know, a fancy shampoo or cream.
Yeah, great. And so starting to sort of wrap up, what are some of the advice you would both give in terms of good skin health?
So from my perspective is that we want to treat the internal and the external together, so they meet in the middle. So if you're not absorbing right, if our detoxification's not working correctly, these issues are going to keep coming recurrently. So best to work from both ends to meet in the middle.
Yeah, so for example, if you're, you know, battling redness and things like that, that's where we'd be looking at diet and sense of, you know, are you eating something that's inflammatory? And it's your skin, like Emma said earlier, it's your skin's expression of that something's not quite right. So we would look at it from that point of view. Again, you know, if there's certain deficiencies, the really common ones that we know, especially when it comes to things like acne, which is probably one of the most common things that we would help people with, you know, zinc, again, our hero nutrient, zinc and vitamin D. So zinc and vitamin D combine help the body liberate vitamin A. And it's not very common that we have a vitamin A deficiency, but what vitamin A does is it helps suppress androgens, so things like testosterone. And if your testosterone is too high, it can make its way to your skin in the sense of jawline acne and hormonal type acne. So by using zinc and vitamin D, that helps the liver liberate vitamin A properly, and then that's how we would sort of balance hormones. And then again, like we're talking about, if there is acne, the zinc will be great for helping the healing, helps balance the hormones.
Yep.
So it's not just, great, my skin looks better. We'll often see the whole system working better. And again, we've got countless examples of people going, hey, I really want to get my acne under control. Great, we get the acne done, but also they're like, I feel so much better. Like my energy's better, and all of a sudden, you know, my iron's corrected. And, you know, so it's a fun space to work in, from, I guess, people that come in wanting help with their skin and thinking that one thing's going to happen. But I guess that's the brilliance of, you know, holistic care, is you tick quite a few boxes all at once.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. So, no, it's been fascinating to learn a little bit more about, you know, how the two, you know, the compounding pharmacy works together alongside the advice of naturopaths and nutritionists and other health professionals. For you guys, I imagine a lot of people would be interested to know, is this something that you guys just chat about quite a lot, even in your personal life, because it's such a passion interest for you?
I think we do. And we listen to a lot of podcasts as well. A lot of, I guess, practitioner podcasts, learning more and learning how the body works. It's, I think that intrigues us most.
Yeah, quite often, yeah, our dinner time chats will be a bit about the kids and a bit about our patients, yeah.
Your kids are going to grow up like learning so many things about the body and skin and gut and, you know, all the different, vitamins available to support people in their health journeys.
And they're not afraid to talk about poos, definitely.
Well, and that's a good thing, so because that's very important. I know that's something that James always asks always about talks, when you have a consultation with him of how that's going for you.
How's your bowel habits, yes.
So,
but it's important, like, yeah.
Well, it's quite the window into the overall health, isn't it? So,
that's right.
Definitely.
Yeah, no, look, your passion is absolutely inspiring. I've been lucky enough to actually go inside the compounding pharmacy and see you at work when you're mixing things up and things like that. And it really is quite fascinating. Emma, how do you rate James when he pops in for a visit? What's he like at helping in the pharmacy?
I put him down the front. I don't let him in the lab. You're too messy. No. But you do your best.
I don't get paid very well either.
But I send you down the front because you love talking to customers. So that's that's your strength.
That's right.
So I think we've established that James is very firmly here at Hello Health, working in that space, as a nutritionist and integrated health practitioner, advising people on their health. And Emma is the compounding pharmacist doing some really great things there.
So you're the words guy. I'm the numbers girl. That's it.
So, Emma, tell us how people can get in touch with the Compounding Pharmacy.
Yes. So our website is www.thecompoundingpharmacy.com.au. Or if you have any questions, shoot us an email. So it's info@thecompoundingpharmacy.com.au.
And do people need to have a referral or script from a health practitioner, or can they get in touch with you?
It depends on what they're after. So anything that's what we say a schedule four, so a prescription item, we will need a script from a doctor, a nurse practitioner or a specialist. But if they have a general question, just flick us an email and we can help them or direct them in the right way.
Amazing. So hopefully this chat has, just helped raise people's awareness, but importantly just raise their awareness about the amazing holistic practitioners that are out there. And it is growing, isn't it?
More
and more practitioners are really coming on board of working together.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I think we're all working as a team to get the health of our patients.
Truly personalised medicine.
Yeah, and I'm definitely seeing an increase in it, and you two are certainly leading the charge with it. So, Emma, thanks for coming in and chatting with us today. We do miss seeing you around the halls of Hello Health, but it is really exciting what you're doing at the Compounding Pharmacy.
Thank you. It's very much a passion of mine, so thank you.
Thanks for dropping by.
Oh, thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of What the Health. If you want to keep hearing more, follow us on the Apple Podcast app, where you'll be notified every week when we drop a new episode.
And if you love the show and want to support us, feel free to share this podcast with your friends and family, or go and leave us a review.
Yes, please help us make Julie's life easier when she's trying to market this podcast.
Of course, it would be remiss of me not to mention that you can go book a consultation in person or online with James to discuss all your health concerns. Head on over to www.hellohealth.au. Plus, you'll get free postage on any products you purchase.
Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week.